Hello, hello, hi, it's your girl, Mommy Dearest.
And Adi, aka Cry.
Welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations one thought at a time, baby. Week four in the kizzy kizzy cut.
Week four.
Yes.
Love the consistency.
Right.
Love the consistency.
And we're here to stay in case you're confused.
Like, literally, this is going to be us the whole year. I don't know if you get bored of us. I don't know what you're going to do. If you get tired of us, I don't know what you're going to do because you're going to still have to come back.
There? What you going
to
do?
You still have to come back and watch.
Nothing. Just enjoy. Relax. Sit here.
Relax. You know, it's a Monday. Man. You know, if you're in traffic, if you're listening to this on Spotify, you're in traffic, it's a good time.
Oh my goodness, I love what we do. I say this every week, I know. But I have to emphasize it all the time.
I literally posted on like my Instagram, I was like, I have the best job ever.
Right?
The best job ever. I just come.
And I talk.
And I have conversation and I interact with people. Yes, it has its challenges. Yes, it can get exhausting. Yeah. But I don't think it gets better.
I don't. But every job has its difficulties.
100%. Every job has
something that we can tolerate.
Others can't. Yeah. Some people would hate to do this.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess it's like an individual thing. For me, love it here. I love seeing you guys every Monday at 3 o'clock. Love seeing you guys here.
Love reposting. I love doing the whole shebang.
I love listening to you what y'all have to say. I love reading your guys' comments. Y'all are the sweetest in the comment sections, I swear.
Are you jinxing it?
I'm not jinxing it.
This is the internet, let's not forget.
Y'all are the sweetest.
Okay.
Y'all are the sweetest. You're gonna get some comments where it's not gonna be nice. Yeah. But you gotta love.
I love who loves me.
Yeah, you gotta love our people.
Know what, actually, I love everybody.
You gotta love our people. You gotta love we need a name for the family. What, the Thought Digest?
Actually,
how Megan the Stallion has like the hotties.
Yeah,
I was gonna be like the thotties, but like, you get it. It can be misinterpreted so easily.
No, we're not going that direction.
It literally can be thought. What the.
I'm not good with those things.
Yeah, no. Can you guys?
So you guys, please help us. Like, yes. What would you like us to call you?
Yes, create a name for our fan base, for you guys, for the family. You know, for the Thought Digest family, for the thotties.
I keep asking. No, thank you.
But anyways,
what's happening in your life?
I don't have much to say, but I'm excited for a lot of things.
Okay.
My grad is coming up soon.
Yeah, it's in about a month, right?
Yeah, my grad is coming up very soon. I hope you guys enjoyed that content.
Okay.
I am so happy to be graduating. Like, so happy, guys. You don't understand.
Are you gonna have a grad party afterwards? Like, what's the move?
It depends on my schedule.
Okay.
100% depends on my schedule. Hopefully, guys, I want us to turn...
We better turn up.
Because what do you mean? Like, the girl was a full-time content creator.
And she still clocked a degree. Crazy business.
Crazy. A degree that's totally unrelated to what I'm
doing. Tell me about it.
That's so crazy.
All right, we're excited with you. We're definitely excited with you. Step on our necks. Don't disappoint with that graduation dress up, babe.
But I'm so stressed.
And the grad shoot, don't do it.
I'm so stressed, guys.
Especially now that you've announced it, we're waiting on you.
Guys, I don't have a dress. I don't have hair. I don't even have the regalia. Like, I am so unprepared. Like, in the unprepared
speech.
Get
it together. Get it together. We're at the end of March.
Okay,
now.
Okay. Let me be serious. Okay, fine. I'm getting myself together.
Right.
Next week, I'll have everything.
As you should. On my side, I know I've said this many times before, guys. I know I have. But I'm revamping, let me say, my YouTube channel.
Ooh.
Right? So, unfortunately, I will not be doing the Up Podcast and Up Close anymore. very sad.
Well, for me, I'm hippie because it means more time with me.
But I will be transferring all that energy to my YouTube channel. Wow. So I had been directing Up Close LA for a year, mm-hmm. and I was really hands on deck. And I think I'm in a season where I need to focus on me. I've got over 40,000 subscribers. I have to do something with that, right? And so I will also be doing something podcast style on my channel with a whole lot of other content. I think I've been massively inspired by Dumisho Ngwana. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with Dumisho. Oh my God. Wake up.
I'm going to familiarize myself tonight. I will familiarize myself.
Heavily inspired by him. Heavily inspired by AJ Shabil and Nico Omelana. I know these names you also don't know.
Love the inspo though.
Right? So that's where my energy is going to be now, yes. is on my YouTube channel.
100%.
I wish I could say more about it, but trust and believe that Kaya M will be a very recognizable YouTuber by the end of this year.
100%.
That's all I'm gonna say about that.
I should do that too. Hey, I should like.
Where literally, are you gonna get the time?
I should put energy into
where
like.
You, wait, before we discuss, where are you going? You especially, what's honest? Where are you gonna get the time,
guys? You know, I feel like you make time for things you love.
You're gonna collapse. You look, make I'm all for you being a more prominent YouTuber, but you're gonna collapse.
No, I need to be shamed, guys. I genuinely need to be because I realized that my vision of where I see myself in the next 5 years has changed drastically. Mm-hmm. And in order for me to see myself there, I need to make some drastic decisions and drastic changes.
So you think you can do it?
I need to do the short form, long form, I need to get 100k subscribers this year.
Okay.
I need it all. So while we are here, go and subscribe.
We'll catch you when you faint.
While you are here,
we'll catch guys as an audience, as a family.
When I'm here crying,
catch before when she faints
in 3 months, and I'm here like,
I can't breathe. I haven't slept in three days. I can't do this anymore. We'll catch you. It's fine. We believe in you 100%. If you say you can do it, then go ahead.
Believe in me.
Okay.
Believe in me.
Okay.
I'm gonna shock people.
As you should. As you should. I'll take your word for it. If you can juggle everything, then
It's not me who's juggling. It's God.
I know that's right.
It's God.
It's all the time. Me.
I'm like a mouse. Like I'm just. God is the one like making the maze so that I can go through. Yeah, but he's the one moving the things. Yeah. So,
what else am I excited about? A birthday celebration. I didn't get to celebrate my birthday when it was my birthday.
Same, yeah.
So now I gotta celebrate it after. It's fine. Every day, every week is my birthday. Okay.
Period.
Because we can afford to, praise God. Speaking didn't exist. So I honestly speaking, I still don't know what I want to do, but I know that I want to travel. Where to also is the question. I don't know. But I definitely also want to have like a little shebang for my friends, for you guys.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so excited. I just got invited, so I'm very excited. She needs to tell us like what we wear.
An automatic invite.
She needs to tell us what we wear
every week.
I'm telling you, it would be so shady. It would be like B Simone and the friend who broke up. If I didn't get an invite, because I'd be like, oh, I saw that you had an entire party.
You'd be like that?
Literally, I would be so hurt. Because I 100% believe that to have a really nice podcast, you need to have a really good relationship with your co-host.
It's true. I would hate actually for us to need therapy.
We rebuke.
I'm a fighter for my relationship.
No, we're fighting. We fight. Y'all would make sure, fix your problems.
We are calling a therapist. You ain't going nowhere, girl.
Exactly. So let's get into today's topic. So today, guys, our two topics for the day are 1, 2, 3 feminine hygiene, and number two is Do you believe in a girlfriend allowance, girl? So let's get into feminine hygiene.
Yeah.
So with regards to feminine hygiene, I wanted to ask, what is your routine? Like, when your daily routine?
Okay.
Mm.
I think I like to keep, like, I've seen a lot of women's self-care be very intricate.
Very
with a lot of detail. Body scrubs and body oils and things.
Everything.
My body doesn't like all that drama. So once I know I shouldn't, but I wash my face in the shower.
Same.
We're not supposed to. Yeah, apparently that water's too hot.
I actually adjust the water.
When you're washing your face, you adjust.
Yes, I adjust it and make it lukewarm. So I start with my face so the water is lukewarm.
Okay.
And then I increase the heat when I go to the rest of my body.
I go from top to bottom. So I'll do my face, I'll wash my face, and then soap and a face cloth, regular soap. If I'm shaving on the day, then I'll do a body scrub after I've shaved. I shave my legs and then I use hair remover. The
Veet, which one?
There's a Clicks brand, one, the sensitive
yes.
That's for my intimates.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but we did, we owe the people a waxing date.
We do.
We owe them a waxing date, soap and a face cloth, and that's it. Wash my feet, wash the entire body. If I'm washing my hair on the day, then I will wash my hair first.
Okay.
And then my face, and then blah, 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 blah.
I think our routine is the same. I also.
So you don't do more body oils?
I am simple as simple can get because I'm broke. You know when you broke? I have the broke get ready
you
with me.
Stop calling yourself that.
The broke routine. No, it's just now. It's temporary. Once I'm up. Once you guys watch religiously. Once I'm up. I'm telling you, the routine.
Emphasis on religiously.
The routine will change.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, but I keep it simple.
Yeah.
Dove on my face. Dove soap. I have a different soap for my body and my face because my face is sensitive. So if I use my body soap on my face, it's not going to work. So my face, it's Dove soap or those non-scented ones. As long as it does not have a scent, it goes on my face. Mm-hmm. And then for my body, anything... Yonkin Zipia wash.
Oh my goodness.
Yonkin Zipia Life Boy. Dada Lux Clicks.
When last did I hear of Life Boy, bruh? We were like 7 years old.
I love it. I love the lemon scented one. Because this is why. So I have allergies, right?
Oh,
so because I have allergies, I don't do well with strong scents.
Yeah.
So I love scents. I love smelling good and everything. I actually want to make a scent that is for me, a one that is not strong, you know, like poor scent. I'm going to think about it because like I don't like strong scents.
Yeah.
You know? So when the perfume is strong or something is strong, it causes my sinuses and everything. Like I can even get drowsy and stuff. So I make sure that in my routine the products I use have a nice scent. So even if I don't put any perfume on, I still smell good.
I need to look into that too, like a scented butter, body butter.
Yeah, like I smell proper, like I smell decent, you know? Yeah. So my routine is very simple, very cute, very everything.
What is like one product you stand by?
Like
no matter how much your routine changes, what is that one product that will
never change? There's two.
Yeah.
This combo. Dove soap and Vaseline. It will never change. It will never change.
Vaseline even in summer, dog.
Bruh, Dove soap and Vaseline. Like, especially like for my face. Dove soap and Vaseline, I stand by it. You know, like, there are times where, like, you see, if I can do a skincare routine and stuff, like, I've been getting into skincare routines. Can you see my skin?
Your skin has always been beautiful. I don't understand you sometimes.
But, like, now once getting into a proper skincare routine, I started to see, like, there's actually a lot going on in my skin. Like an underlayer of a lot. Like, I realized I am so hairy.
It's always the people with the perfect skin that wanna... There's an underlyingness. And there's an underlying... Like, my friend!
Like, if you zoom, it's there! If you zoom, that's the problem.
We have to zoom.
So, like, but then, like, if I'm not doing, like, skincare routine or anything like that, it's a Dove soap and it's... Vaseline, those things have never like done me wrong ever in my life.
Yeah.
I stand by those products. Yeah. And I also stand by, is it Gynagard?
Yeah.
Yes, Gynagard, the non-scented one.
Yeah.
You know, for my intimates. Okay. I stand by it. Yeah, no, beautiful. Beautiful. Really? I think that's why I've never had, like, yeast infections or anything. Yeah.
Okay, you just put us on. I don't, like, use anything. I use Dove soap for my intimates.
That also works. Yeah. Like, Dove soap also works. Like, non-scented things work for you, for your intimates.
What do I stand by? I stand by benzoyl peroxide. If you followed me for a very long time, benzoyl peroxide is my holy grail. So it's like, is it a chemical exfoliant? It's not a chemical exfoliant. It's basically for acne, right? So you put it on your pimple and it dries it out. It then overnight even, right? But it's very harsh. It's actually a very harsh chemical. But it works.
The skin, girl. Do you like what acne?
I'm actually having a breakout right now because it's that time of the month. Gotta scream over. Benzoyl peroxide is my fighter. There's two brands that I love. There's Benzac AC, the purple one. You've never heard of that. I like your facial expressions because they let me know what you're thinking.
Like, I'm just like.
And then there's Oxy. Both of them are around the same price range.
What is that?
Oh my goodness, it's the brand. What is benzoyl peroxide?
What is that? Like, what is that? Oh my god! I am so simple. What is that? I have never had.
Because you've got such perfect skin, so you would not know benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, niacinamide, hyaluronic acid.
Nah, man.
Hey, like, a soft life.
It's a very thing of soft life. It's a thing of, like, I got a different type of skin problem. I got allergies. I never got, like, acne problems.
Nah, God said you can't have everything.
I can't. You can't give
you
me.
You said that to me too. You can't have everything.
You can't give
me. You gotta have acne-prone skin. You can't have everything. You gotta have allergy.
Allergy-prone skin. So because of, like, my allergy prone skin, once I learned my combo, I've never had any problems ever. I've never had, like, harsh, no, like, you know, this harsh pimple era in my life. Yeah. Never had a harsh pimple era in my life ever. Yes, there are times where, like, I break out, and even when I break out, shame, there are certain products that help, but I haven't had a breakout in a long time since starting, like, skincare routine, and I think it's sunscreen. I forgot to mention that product.
Yeah,
that is sunscreen. So important. Sunscreen will save sunscreen. Your life. You know, people like to use skincare products and go into skincare products, and then they don't put on sunscreen. And then when their skin gets dry, it breaks out, blah, 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 then they all trashing. Oh my god, it's Ganya. Oh my god, it's this. Oh my god, it's not. Your routine is incomplete.
Especially if you're going to be using chemical-based products.
Yes.
In the sun, please, they don't do well. Like kojic acid, if you're using something that has kojic acid, even niacinamide, even salicylic acid, even the benzoyl peroxide
everything
that I'm telling you about.
Once you go out in the sun.
Gotta have sunscreen.
Because what they do is they remove a layer, like a tiny layer of your skin or whatever it is, you know, they open up and stuff, and then now you're exposing that to the sun. There's no dead skin to protect you. So now when your skin, it will react to that, you'll become red, you'll get a rash, you will think. And I learned that the hard way, because I at first thought that, oh, skincare products don't work for me, because after I would use a skincare product, I would get rash. And then until I started using sunscreen and
all of that was.
It's good. Wait. It's gushy.
Is there any feminine hygiene product that you use on the go, like on a daily basis, that you keep in your handbag maybe?
Keep in my handbag? Yo, guys, I am not a girly girl.
Really?
I don't have anything in my handbag.
What?
The only thing I have in my handbag is a pad.
Every week you shock the daylights out of me.
The only thing I have in my handbag is a pad. I used to have hand lotion. It's gone now.
How, Sway? How you go day to day and all you have is a pad in your
hand? Literally, lip therapy and a pad. That's what I can, my bag can be empty and it's just that. Okay. What do you carry?
Let's help him for now,
yes,
guys.
Yes, please.
Again, another week of cluing her up.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought I was the nigga in
George,
the
I'm a top boy, clearly.
I thought I was the nigga. I also used to not keep a lot of things in my handbag until I realized that I need a lot of stuff. I really do. Okay. I'm a sweaty babe. So sometimes I carry like tissues, pocket tissues.
Okay, if that makes sense. Time. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I then just to freshen up because I'm always on the go. Yes, and again, yes, I'm very sweaty. So I carry feminine wipes.
Mm.
Clix has their own brand.
Yes, I know the Clix brand. Yes.
And they have about 50, if I'm not mistaken, 50 or 60 wipes for about $40. So that takes you 2 months for $40. I carry maybe 2-3 a day. Mm. Then I have hand sanitizer. Then I have hand lotion. Then I have a roll-on perfume. Again, that's also for freshening up. Like, sometimes you can be around people who make you feel like, yo.
I think it's because of, like, your job. Is there something
going on with my body? Like, who's reeking like that? And on days where I need, I feel like, you know what, just to be extra secure, let me use the perfume that I have. I don't know if you, in the vials.
The ones.
Yeah, so I have a roll-on one and a spray one.
I think it's because you, your job. You see, I don't go out. Like,
oh, yeah,
I,
you don't. But you're also on campus?
Not really. I only go on campus twice a week. And that twice a week, it's that I'm in the same lecture hall from the morning till the thing. There's air conditioning. Like, I'll be fine.
That's not enough for me. Like,
I've been
around so many people who weren't very hygienic that it made me paranoid
about my own hygiene. You don't want to be that person. I never want to be
in a position where people like,
what's the smell?
You know what I'm saying?
What's going on?
So, I've got all of that. I hope I'm not missing something. Sometimes I carry mints as well.
I think I carry that many stuff when I'm going to set.
Yeah.
You know, like when I'm going to set or like something like social media related. Yeah. I care enough to carry all those things. But like
on a regular day?
Yeah, no, I don't. Because like I feel like there's more like caring about like how someone smells in our industry and things like that. Because for me, I am fine with my natural scent. I am okay with natural scents because of, as I mentioned, I'm very sensitive to scents. So, keep it.
I also carry like a cuticle oil.
This girl is carrying the whole, I don't know.
Because what I also got to take care of other people. Like, your whole with another girl and I'm like,
why do you need cuticle oil?
Because what if my hands are looking crusty? Like,
isn't the hand lotion enough?
No, it's the hand lotion is for the hand. The cuticle oil is for the cuticle. To know how to describe,
you know what, I think guys, the reels that are gonna come out of this podcast, we need to like literally have a reel going to like a doctor's appointment, a reel going waxing, and a reel getting me
getting all these supplies
so I can be a girl.
Also, sometimes people may need these things. You know that's what I'm
true.
Saying?
But, you know, you're that's like, true. Oh, do you have, that's do you why have I always have a pad. Because people may need it.
One pad.
Two, if I'm also on my period. But, like, it's a thing of, like, I've also never, like, I always get the, like,
I also carry tampons.
I get a, you smell good comments day and day. Yeah. Like, people tell me I smell good day and day. And they ask me what you use. I'm like, child, natural scent.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, come. Natural.
That's your flex.
My
neck. That's your flex.
The pheromones, bruh.
Oh, that's for pheromones. She will always take it far.
She'll take it there.
Pheromones, day.
Yeah, no, shame. Natural scent. So I don't have any body odor.
I also don't have any body odor.
And I don't...
Well, I didn't until recently.
I don't sweat. I don't do anything. Like, guys, I'm from Venda, guys. I have Venda jeans. Like, Joburg weather cannot make me sweat. Like,
actually.
Joburg weather cannot make me sweat. It cannot make me...
I'm very sweaty.
In Venda, it's different. In Venda, yes. Yeah. We need... When I go out in Venda, yes, I will pack...
Baby powder helps with that.
Oh, 100%.
I'm also trying to get baby powder, like a portable baby powder.
100%, 100%. But also, another thing is, you know, like when your thighs rub together?
Yeah.
You know, my mom taught me a secret, like when your thighs rub together, so that like your thighs don't become dark, like very black or anything. Do you know Ganya, the roll-on?
Mm-hmm.
You put it in between your thighs.
Oh.
Mm.
My thighs don't rub together like that. I've never been uncomfortable.
Because you're petite. Yeah. As with the... Thick thighs that save lives forever, forever.
Oh my goodness.
Forever. When we walk, it's this.
Oh, that's actually a good direction to go in. Like some hacks.
Yeah.
Some feminine hygiene hacks. What else do you know?
That's, I know the roll-on thing for there. Because it also makes sense. Because like if you sweat there, what does roll-on do?
Oh, makes sense.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Oh. So I know that hack. What other hack do I know?
I'm also trying to think of the hacks that I know. Any hygiene hacks, guys? Comment down below if you know any hygiene hacks that for the rest of the fam.
Tell us like what you do. Tell us like what's working for you.
I think I'm gonna try the baby powder thing and the roll-on thing.
Yeah, the baby powder thing, I get it.
I
have this like roll-on that like literally smells like baby powder, mm-hmm. and that thing is amazing. Like it's amazing.
Okay. Let us know, guys. I have zero clue.
So
any other hacks? Zero. So put us on, put your girls on.
So okay, let's go into, let me do
the game.
The game. Mm-hmm. The game, yes. So today's game is basically I'm gonna be asking you basically questions. You need to guess the celebrity. So I'm gonna tell you what their traits are,
okay.
and then you need to guess who's the celebrity, right?
I hope we know the same celebrities. Otherwise, this is just going to be...
No shame. Everybody here... Oh, this is so good. Everybody here, you will know.
Okay.
Let's go with the first one. Ne? The hint is so simple. She is a popular media personality and TV presenter.
Uh-huh.
Yes. You see? That was so easy. That
Imagine
was so easy.
Having done so well in your career.
That
all people have to say is that you're a popular
media personality, TV presenter.
First name that comes to mind. Yo,
that is what I want is to be Bonang Matheba big.
Right?
That's actually my goal for myself.
Okay.
I want when people think South Africa,
yeah,
they include me in the list of Trevor Noah's Bonang Matheba. Mm. That's what I want for myself. That's where I see myself.
That's great.
So she's one of like my biggest role models.
Really?
I've met people who've met her and all of them say the same thing. She has amazing work ethic. Her work ethic. But see, that lady works. So she's a good role model. Next person. He is a professional rugby player. Yes. Hey guys. I think this one is going to be a bit tricky. Okay, the third person, she's an actress and a humanitarian who has starred in both local and international film and TV productions. She was named a UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador for her commitment to refugee causes.
Nomzamo.
Yes.
It sounds very Nomzamo.
Yes, it is Nomzamo. Okay, the next person is, he is a world-renowned DJ.
Black Coffee.
Yes. Let me do this one. She is an award-winning actress who was born and raised in South Africa before making it big in Hollywood.
Tuzo.
No.
No.
She won an Academy Award for her role in the movie Monster.
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 Charlize
Theron. Yes, you are right.
Theron.
Theron.
That's how you say it.
Charlize
Theron.
Okay, let's see, the last person. He's a well-known comedian.
Aye, let's move on to the
last one. Nah, because these people are so big that you literally need to like be like three things and then you get it. Okay, like look at this one. He's a popular rapper, singer, songwriter known for his chart-topping hits and energetic live performance.
Casper.
No.
No?
Involved in various business ventures, including his own record label and fashion line.
Fashion line?
Considered one of the pioneers of hip-hop, of the hip-hop scene in South Africa, influencing a new generation of artists.
Then how's that not Casper?
It's not Casper.
Nasty.
It's Casper's old nemesis.
No
enemy.
Nemesis, a.k.a.?
Yes.
AKA has a clothing line.
Apparently.
I did not know that.
Apparently. I'm seeing clothing line here. Apparently.
I've never heard.
He does. People are saying he does.
All right.
Okay. I must check that out.
You should.
I must check that out.
You know that clothing line, I'm like, okay, Casper don't have no clothing line. He got alcohol, right?
Yeah, the alcohol.
And Nessie has a record label, but he doesn't have
a clothing.
Iverson clothing. They have clothing as well, ne? Yeah.
Oh, then everybody has a clothing line.
Wait, no, let's differentiate between clothing line and merchandise, so, man. Like, you can't call hoodies and t-shirts clothing line.
Get clothing line. Yeah. Guys, if you want a third digest. I'm
from 8th Street in Bears Valley.
He has a clothing line.
No, got merch.
If you guys want the third digest clothing line, please comment down below.
Okay,
let's get into our long term. Because clearly I failed with this week's game. Clearly, it was too easy.
And next week, I got you.
It was too
You're
easy.
You're not going to get any of mine right.
Okay. So the next topic, the
We're
long topic.
This on the internet, guys.
Yeah, guys, everybody, men always have a lot to say about this. And I'm ready. I'm ready to fight. Do you believe?
Maybe we're going to disagree today for the first time, but let's see.
Let's disagree. Do you believe in a girlfriend allowance?
No.
I believe in, if you can and you want to, then do it.
Yes, that's what I believe in.
I believe in that. Like,
but I don't believe you should pay me because I'm your girlfriend. Like, hey, yo, what if I'm here for a good time, not a long time?
I don't see it as that.
What?
I don't see it as that. Like, you're paying me for being your girlfriend.
But I'm just your girlfriend. Like, why are you giving me an allowance?
Because I don't know, you want me to have nice hair.
Why do you
nice
have to? Sorry, why do you have to?
Okay, it's not a have to situation. Yeah. And do you want to?
Yeah.
And I think that's a conversation that a person in a relationship should have. Like, you know, outside factors shouldn't matter. Like, I don't know, people who judge women who want girlfriend allowances, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Because she's not asking you for an allowance. She don't know you. She don't care.
Yeah.
You know? But it's a thing of, like, if that's her prerequisite for a relationship, she has every right to have that prerequisite. The same way men have things that they want from women that they don't tell us. Like, I don't know, it's okay for a guy to be like, I like a girl with a fat ass. But it's wrong for a woman to be like, I like a nigga with fat pockets.
That's not wrong. I like fat pockets. But here's my argument, right? If you want to give me girlfriend allowance, by all means.
Do it.
Give it to me. I'm just thinking there's more grounds for an allowance when we're married. Because honestly speaking, I'm not building anything with you right now as your girlfriend.
But like,
because we just spoke about marriage baiting. Like, I'm not making life changing decisions with no lifetime commitment in the picture, right? So if you're giving me an allowance as a girlfriend, chances are I'm using it on hair, shoes, nails,
to look nice,
wada wada wada, and that's honestly a waste of your money. If we're being very honest,
I think
it's just few. However, if you're giving me a wife allowance, trust and believe we're moving that money. We're flipping the brick. You know, I'm not flipping a brick for a boyfriend. You're going. Oh, God knows where you'll be in the next month.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? If you'll still want me in the next month, now I done flip two bricks for you, and I used my allowance, my girlfriend allowance, to build an Airbnb or whatever the case may be. Nah, girlfriend allowance.
But I don't think, like, in marriage, it's an allowance. In marriage,
I want an allowance.
No, but it's not necessarily an allowance. 50,000. You don't have to call it an allowance. It's not an allowance.
What is it?
His money is your money. It's not an allowance.
No, we have a joint account.
Yes, and then,
but there's also that 50,000 just saying me, my wife.
Take your wife.
150.
It's not an allowance.
Or 200 or something.
It's not an allowance. You're his wife. You have every right to that money.
No, imagine access to his accounts. His accounts in J as it is.
But he's just a ghost boy yourself.
But there's also money that he gives me just for me. Like, I can swipe your card if I want, but that's not part of my allowance.
That's different.
That's different.
Kaya wants double allowance.
That's what I'm saying. So as a girlfriend right now, we can chill. Like, we ain't got to do all of that. Just know what you're signing up for as a wife.
I don't think it's a waste of money.
And also,
a girlfriend allowance. What is a
reasonable girlfriend allowance?
I think it depends on the guy's pockets and what your agreement is.
So you'd accept like a 5,000?
Yes. If a 5,000 is, and like,
what you gonna do with the 5,000?
I don't know, but I'd accept it. It's a thing of like a 5,000. It's like a thing of, it depends on what he can do.
Yeah.
And I know him. Mm-hmm. If I'm not okay with the 5,000, then I'm not gonna stay in the relationship. Okay. And I have every right to make that decision. Okay. Right? But if I'm okay with the 5,000, then I'm gonna stay in a relationship.
Yeah.
So it depends what it is he can give. Yeah. And say, take my baby, go and do whatever you want with it. Uh-huh. If a guy can give you 50,000 and say, go do whatever you want with it, go do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
People, like, literally, I've spent time with people who have, like, crazy amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, I was sitting with someone who makes $1 million a week.
What?
$1 million a week.
Hey, yo, you got that number?
No, babe, listen.
It's just, I also want to make $1 million a week. That's all it is.
Yes, I've said to people who make crazy amounts of money. So girls who say that, no, they've received an allowance of 300,000. When people are like, they're lying on the internet. Babe, I'm like, you're not true. Sure. It's possible. Mm. If I'm making $1 million a week, and that's just one of my sources of income.
What that nigga do making $1 million a week? He a drug dealer for sure.
I'm telling you.
He one of the niggas they busted in Devon's Harbor, bro.
I'm telling you.
$1 million a week? I get $1 million a month.
People make $1 million a week.
$250 a week. Right. $1 million a week?
People make $1 million.
You a scammer nigga for sure.
People make $1 million a week.
Sure. Well, $1 million what? Rand?
Yes, $1 million rands a week. It's in rands. Yeah. So, like, it's a thing of, like, if that's what you're making a week, and that's not literally the main... It's literally one of the hustles. Literally, it's one of the guy's hustles.
Yeah, you're trafficking.
And if he can, he will. Like, if he, like, guys, if that's his thingy... You know, people, literally, what you think is a large sum of money.
Yeah.
For them, is literally... They don't even feel it. Like, it's, like, it's nothing. I've sat with people, like, who every day of the week... They tap minimum 10K like it's nothing. Okay. Every day, like Monday, we were eating, it's 10K. Tuesday, we're eating 10K. Like minimum. And like it's nothing. And I'm like, people live like this.
And you got off that seat because what?
People live like
you this. You sat with them and you got off the seat because what?
Because, I don't know, I value different things in life.
Morals.
Screw morals. No,
I'm joking, yo.
No, the thing is, they're my friends. They're my friends, Shame. They're my friends.
Ah, I see.
So I value different... They're my friends, yeah. And it's like, okay, fine. Show Majita. Like, that's how it is, you know? So it's a thing of, like, I've seen that happen, and I'm like, it opened my eyes, and I'm like, yo, guys, you know, we live a different life. Like, guys, we really... Money isn't that deep for some people.
I have a bone to pick with that, right? That, oh, because they have a lot of money, to give that much of an allowance is not that deep, right?
Yeah.
I was actually ranting the other day that, yo... Leng girls have an advantage because everything is at their fingertips, right?
Mm-hmm.
So men can be at your beck and call just because you are pretty.
Yes.
Right? And these are the women that get these allowances. Yes. Because you're gorgeous. You got a fat punda. You're well endowed. You get me? And Mahu. The man wants to give you money to say, rah, take care of that for me. Yes. Right? And I was like, okay. And there are women like, what's this new series on Netflix? Of that woman who was a kingpin, basically. She's played by Sophia Vergara.
Yes, right. That one, yes,
and
I know
it. Having seen, like, a little bit more research on her, she had just seduced men into giving her millions for
That's
her
true.
Drug business.
That's
and
true.
Then there's women like Cleopatra also who subdued nations because of their beauty. And I was thinking, okay, fine, I'm beautiful, praise God. Right? And I've had these things handed to me also on a silver platter that, look, I can buy you this, I can get you that, nah, right? Which is the easy way.
Mm-hmm. Very easy. Anyway,
to just say, pay me because I'm beautiful. However, here's the trap.
But it's also not easy.
Here's the very big trap with the girlfriend allowance. Powerful men have access to a lot of things.
That's true.
And when you have access to a lot of things, at the same time, those things become disposable. Mm. So you are used to getting things as you please and dropping them as you please, right? And that, and then there becomes a thin line between things and people. Mm. And when you start paying for a human being, because in their head, to keep you around, they must give you money. To maintain you, they must give you money. And if you are in the palm of their hands like that, they can drop you and pick you up as they please. And that's why these men are more likely to be more controlling.
Very true.
Possessive.
Entitled.
Like,
abusive. They are the worst people to have, like, conversations with. Because I'm not going to...
Everything is a thing to me. Yes. These are just things. Yes. Disposable.
Yes. And, like, life is easy, like, in a sense of, like, they don't need to put in an effort in anything because exactly. their money puts in all the effort for them.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's why I wouldn't be able to date a guy just for the premise of he has money.
Yeah.
Because I'm a very, like, yay.
Yeah.
Respect me. Like, I'm that type of person. Yeah. Like, I deserve respect. I'm a person too. You know? And I think when you are in the post, that's why it's not necessarily easy to be like a girlfriend allowance type of girl. Like, that's how you maintain your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Because you have to take a lot of nonsense. Like, you have to put your pride aside a lot of times. You have to swallow your tongue a lot of times. You have to be blind a lot of times. And that can be very exhausting emotionally.
And again, I hate to bring up like a popular situation that we are aware of where sometimes these men portray lives that they also don't really live or lives that can fleet in a second.
That's true.
And you'll have to foot the bill in a different country because this is the man that you chose.
Yes.
Right? And this is, and money was at the center of your relationship. Traveling was at the, all these things that money can buy was at the center of your relationship. Luxury brands and these things.
And when that is no longer being provided, you dip. You know, and it's the thing of like, but I feel like those are very, I believe that in every relationship is transactional.
You believe that every relationship is transactional?
In a sense, yes.
Okay.
I do not believe.
Put some flesh on that.
I don't believe in human beings being able to give unconditional love.
Okay.
I feel like the only person who can give you unconditional love is God.
Okay.
Every form of love, even the love from your parents, is conditioned by the fact that you are their daughter.
Yeah.
It's conditional. It's based off a condition. Some people wouldn't love their kids if it wasn't for the fact that I birthed that child. You know?
Okay.
So every form of love is conditional. Even your romantic love is conditional. There are certain conditions that, yes, you are aware of, like you're not aware of, that are making you love this person. And that's why when those conditions are no longer met, love fades. So there's different, people value different things in their conditional type of loves.
Okay.
You know, some people's conditional type of loves are, my conditions are she needs to have a fat ass, she needs to look like this, she needs to look like that, she needs to look like that. Mm-hmm. And that's how I will love her.
Mm-hmm.
And then her form of conditional love, and her condition for love is I need to be provided for financially to love you, you know? So when those conditions aren't met,
love it's na-
it's na- yes, it becomes difficult. It's natural for the relationship to fall through. So it's like a thing of like, I don't really judge people who those are their conditions because everybody's conditions is their own conditions, you know? And some conditions I respect better than other conditions because I get your conditions. There are some conditions I get, some conditions I don't get, you know? So it's a thing of like, that's why like even marriage, like from... when you think about it, when you look at it, when you look at it historically, marriages were for convenience.
Okay.
That's literally what it is. That's why like you needed to look at like the family, like it was discussed within the parents. It was not about you love John and John loves you.
Yeah.
Because love is conditional, you know? So once the conditions are no longer met, you inhale, you know, but then when marriage is like, planned, arranged, and everything like that, the conditions, both families know the conditions.
Mm.
And you know that those conditions will carry on existing.
Mm.
And that's why marriages lasted longer and it was till death do us apart.
You onto something.
So.
You onto something huge.
Yeah, so yeah.
So I think what I'm getting from that is that we need to be wary of our conditions.
Yes.
And then also be cognizant of the consequences of those
conditions. Yes,
you must be well aware. And I think it's a dangerous thing to do Especially as a woman, especially when you're on social media, when you kind of propel the condition of money, right? Because it's always, man must have money and he must be able to take care of you and he must give you soft life. And everybody, of course, you're pointing out the positives. You must sit there and be ready to account for the negatives of having a man with money. Because it's very rare to find a moral man, a man with integrity, a man with loyalty, kindness, basic human characteristics,
yes.
And he has money.
Yeah, so it's a thing of like
very very, and he has money. We're not talking money.
Yeah, 9 to 5. We're talking this 1 million a week kind of money. Man, it's very rare.
Very rare. So yes, you need to be honest to people about the realities of wanting a man who has money.
It's but then it's like a condition thing, because like also it's like you meet a good man and everything like that, like he treats you like a human being, but this man does not know how to hold his own financially, you know. So it's a thing of like, if your condition, don't be angry at him. Like women who say, oh, my husband's a deadbeat, he doesn't do nothing, or he doesn't sleep, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You were fine with those conditions. You knew of those conditions. Like, there's no way you don't know a man is not a hard worker from the gate.
It's true.
You know.
You can tell.
You can see when, you know, a man who is a hard worker can't sleep in peace.
Yeah.
When there's nothing moving, when there's nothing going on in his life, he's not at peace. It's like, you will feel his agitation that he's doing nothing.
Yeah.
But if a man is comfortable in doing nothing, that man is going to be comfortable in being jobless. And your conditions...
waking up my trauma. I dated a broke nigga before, like, broke.
And he was comfortable. He was comfortable.
The moment he got, like, a 3,000 gig... he felt like he was set.
You like, really?
Oh, yeah. And I loved him. Oh, I love that Ross clot of a boy.
And you see, it's a thing of like, so you can't be angry at him if you married him, exactly, and he was a deadbeat. Okay, he was a deadbeat financially. You literally are fine with those conditions.
Exactly.
You know, so
and as a woman, you can tell, like, your intuition tells you if this person's going to be a good father or if they're not going to
be a good father.
If they're going to be a good husband. Not gonna be a good husband. You just observe these things
and you see these things, so you need to tell, like, ask yourself, what are your conditions,
right? And what, and based on who he is now,
does he meet
now, not who he can be,
because like literally it's like, no, I know he's gonna be successful. What has he shown you of his success?
Okay, how important is money to you?
Very.
Okay.
Very important.
In a relationship.
100% important. I do not believe there's nothing.
So what is the importance in money?
For that me,
he gives you the money.
That it's not even about the money. Giving me the money.
Yeah.
One thing that about
pays
me
is the bill most of the time.
No, it's not even that. It's not that he must pay the bill most of the time. He must give me money. He must do this. If you know me, people who know me, they know Rempo. Like everything, almost everything I have is me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm dressed, if I'm wearing, if I'm, hey, if you see me rocking a designer bag, know that was my hard-earned money. So I'm not afraid to make money, my own money. I'm not afraid to work hard and make money. So it's not even about like maintaining me or anything like that. Yeah. But I'm a firm believer that money is very important in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because sadly, we live in an economy where things move because of money.
Yeah.
I don't want to be homeless. I don't want my fridge to be empty and I'm stressed that what are the kids gonna eat for dinner at night. I don't want that. I don't ever want to live. I have lived that life. I don't want to live it in my future. People say, I'd rather be broke. And there are people, you can tell people who don't know what hunger is.
Yeah.
Someone who does not know what it is to be hungry,
my God,
will tell you they're fine with not having money.
I can be broke and happy.
You're lying. That's a lie.
Be happy and broke.
That's a lie. There's no happiness in being broke.
You're a liar. That smile will fade as soon as the stomach starts grumbling. Bruh, I promise you.
People who literally like act like money, they don't see. You know, people who are shy to speak of money, shy to act like they don't see money. Be clear. You see, I see it. People who act like they don't see money, I'm telling you, they don't know what hunger is, or they don't even know what money is. They don't know. They don't see. They don't know what money is.
Hey, there's no such thing as happy and broke.
So for me, money is very important. Yeah. Like, it's a very important thing. Like, it's a thing of like, if I need to go 50-50 in my marriage so that things work out for us financially in that season, in that time, and the kids aren't hungry and thinking, I will do it.
Yeah.
If I was a housewife, I will stand up and work.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
But I must, for me, oh guys, that meant better work. My husband must be uncomfortable in his rest. When I'm telling him, baby, let's go for a vacation, he must feel stressed. The vacation must stress him. Because he must be like, you, I have a meeting, I have this, I have that. Hey.
Dangerous desire, that one.
You know, for me, I would rather, you know, the way like, poverty scares me.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the thing of like, yo, my husband, like when I don't see him that much because he's always working, than for me to see him every day, but we are hungry. Like, you know, you will feel like killing him. You seeing him every day.
There is genuinely a resentment towards a lazy man. I can't.
You will come back from work. You are tired. You see that man sitting on the couch, and you can.
I can't lie. You're very right. I think my personal feelings about a girlfriend allowance. Let me clarify this for the audience who disagrees with me on a girlfriend allowance thing. I think my opinion towards it is based on my personal issues with pride. I'm very proud. If you give me money, I will probably give it back. Like, I'm very proud when it comes to money, because I'm so used to being hyper independent. So having a man just give me things is difficult.
I used to be like that.
Yeah. So even in my present relationship, I'm finding my fees. Like, I'm letting him pay for things, and I'm letting him pay for majority of the things, and it hurts. Not even, it hurts my pride. It bruises my pride because I'm so used to just fitting the bill for so many things. So that's where my reservations about a girlfriend allowance come in before you guys fight me.
No.
And then as for how important money is in a relationship, I think I feel you on that, because I thought at some point that, okay, I can be in a relationship with somebody who's not so financially well off because I love them. Until I was in a situation where I loved somebody who had zero work, not even zero work ethic, just had enough work ethic for things that didn't bring money on the table. You know what I'm saying? And who was comfortable, who just looked comfortable with what was going on. You know what I'm saying? He was okay with spending a whole day indoors playing video games when your account is... So I realized I can't do it. I did it. I stayed in that relationship for months and months and months. And I realized when my own pockets were suffering in this relationship, I said, I had to go. I gotta go.
Like,
how are you watching me foot the bill for everything? Everything that we do in this relationship is at my expense.
It's like 50-50.
And I like you mentioned, you end up resenting somebody like that, because I'm supposed to depend on you at some point in the future.
Like, guys,
how are you not getting up?
We thrive in our femininity. Right? That word, femininity, that one.
You see, and at the time, he was seeing me working. It did not motivate him whatsoever.
That's worse.
And you lose respect for your man when you feel like you can't depend on him. You will lose it. Like, I agree with you. In a marriage, if there comes a point where I need to step up financially, I will. We're married, right? However, I must also see some genuine effort from your side to get back to
where we were
we were and where we need to be. So I will foot the bill. But there's only a certain time that a woman can do that for, until she stops respecting you, until she resents you, until even her love for you becomes
non-existent.
So I don't want, realistically speaking, I don't want a multi-billionaire, because like I said, it's very easy, it's very difficult to find somebody who has integrity and who's morally whose moral compass is in the right direction, and they're a multi-billionaire. Like, we saw Squid Games. Those people have no sense of humanity. They've literally made a game out of killing people, right? So realistically, I don't want a multi-billionaire. I just want somebody who will be able to keep me comfortable. That's what it is.
And you have every right to want that. No one has any right to, hey guys, I think that's a valid want.
Yeah. And I genuinely also want to be like Nara Smith, guys.
No, literally. Guys, I want to be the best wife I can be and the best mother I can be. And I can only do that if that man is working and he's putting bread on the table.
Yeah.
Like, I will iron your shirt so crisp. Your lunch is going to be so good.
I will make your lunch your dinner.
I'm telling you, the kids will even come back to snacks when they come back from school.
Scratch.
Bruh, like
snacks that are made from scratch.
Bruh, I will learn how to make eggs from scratch. Like,
hey, I will learn how to raise a chicken so that the chicken can give me the egg and the egg can make the omelet.
I will do that, and I want to do that, and I feel like I'll thrive in doing that. Me like too. I love taking care of my partner. I am such a like a giver. Like, yeah. I give in any way, even financially. Sadly, like, it's not sad, it's but I give.
Have you ever given a man money?
Oh yes.
Cheater.
Oh yes, I have. Like, it's so bad, and I'm broke, and I don't get it. Well, like,
that nigga say, "Babe, can you please give me money? I want to go out with the boys."
Guys, I used to be so bad, guys. So down bad. Like, I used to be so down bad. I used Never to also again. Be uncomfortable receiving money.
Yeah.
I used to feel like, is it transactional? Things like that. Yeah. And then, ngakula ngathi, no, man.
No, man. No, man. Give me money, man.
Not even give me money. I deserve to be treated like a princess.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay for all the dates.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm that person, if I want to do something,
yeah,
I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
If I'm like, baby, let's go skydiving or whatever, just know that when I'm saying, baby, let's go, it's probably already paid for, you know? I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But now when you are saying, baby, let's go, but we're splitting 50-50, but it's you who called me out of my house.
I can never split 50-50. Guys, I was in a whole relationship where things were either 50-50 or 80-20.
And who was the 80?
100-0.
Who was the 80? Who was 100? You see, guys,
I cannot.
No,
I'll guys. Never give a man money again.
No, guys.
And the amount of disgust that I felt, honestly speaking, forgive me, Lord, the amount of disgust I felt when he asked me for money, because he was genuinely asking. And he wasn't asking because he didn't want to spend his own or he's on a street bike. It's because he didn't have.
And he's like, baby, can I have you? The lives we live.
But you know what? To be fair, we were once the broke nigga to another person, you know?
Hey, there's no such thing as a broke woman. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm just jokes.
Guys, trust me. When I speak, guys, everything I speak and everything I say, trust me, I can stand on it.
I can stand on it.
If I ever say, guys, if I ever come and say that minimum for me to receive is 50K, just know I make triple of that on my own.
Right.
So, yes. I'm looking at you. I believe, yes, you should be able to hold your own.
Yeah.
But I'm also a firm believer in you deserve to be taken care of.
Right, same. Babe, if you want to give me a girlfriend allowance, please, I'm very open.
No, she's open. I've opened her eyes.
Very open to it.
She's open.
You don't have to.
Mina, if you're thinking of like applying to be my boyfriend, yes, I don't need an allowance. I'm very uncomfortable as well. An allowance is tricky. Like, I don't know what I'd do. If someone sent me like money every month, I don't know what I'd do with it.
No,
but if you like, I'm okay with you being like, I'm like, babe, I want to do my nails. And you're like, okay, fine. How much? Let me pay.
Yeah.
Yes. Look, I need to do my nails. I've been saying. I need to do a lot of things. So future bae, if you're watching.
Also now in hindsight, when I was saying that girlfriend allowance could essentially be useless, I'm thinking about it now. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I could use that to invest in myself and buy cameras and things.
You can.
Yeah, give me.
You see, if you're not spending money on your hair, on your nails, on your things, you'll do more things with your money.
You're right.
More productive.
Right. How come I didn't
think
of that?
That can help the relationship.
I just thought of girlfriend allowance being enough for the mundane things, but it can do way more than that.
It can do way more. It can make you a better wife.
Maybe we can revisit this conversation in a year. See where I'm at, really.
Okay, girl.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Let us know what you think, how you feel about a girlfriend allowance, how much money matters to you. Would you rather be broke and happy, or would you rather be rich and unhappy? Let us know. Also, our short topic, what did you think about that? What are your opinions? You know how it is. We're always having conversations. Mommy and I will be joining you guys in the comment section, responding to you. 100%. If you've made it this far, what are you putting in the comments? Put money.
Oh, yes. Put that cha-ching. The cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
If you've made it this far in the video, we'll definitely be giving shout-outs in the next episode. We didn't give 100%, one this time.
Yes, 100%.
The next one, we got you guys. Here are your cues. Like, comment, share, subscribe, post notifications. We'll see you next Monday.
Woo! PM, guys, mwah.
Bye.